For WMUK, I'm Robbie Feinberg. Artists Don Kerr and Sharon Sandberg have spent most of their lives in Michigan. But roughly 15 years ago, their worldview changed on a whimsical visit to Japan. That trip turned into four more, as the duo kept traveling back as scholars with the Japan Center for Michigan Universities in Hakone. The two will talk about their experiences at a Kalamazoo Art League lecture on Wednesday, March 11th. I caught up with them at Aquinas College as they were prepping for the lecture. Sandberg started by telling me about the surprisingly close connection that's existed for centuries between Western Michigan and Japanese Shiga culture.
Actually, we're one of the oldest sister states with Shiga Prefecture. Michigan is, because of the freshwater lakes, and a lot of that has developed out of the Michigan-Shiga relationship. So that actually was predestined, I guess.
So tell me a little bit about how that interest in Japan and Japanese art actually first started.
Well, we were invited by a friend to come over and join him for 3 weeks back in 1999. And, of course, we're mostly interested in museums and seeing the artwork there, which is very, very, very unusual, a very entirely different sort of atmosphere artistically than we have here, both the architecture and the painting. And then we heard about the Japan Center for Michigan Universities. These are American students, mostly from Michigan, who come over there to study the Japanese language. It's a very tough school. And they like to include some cultural material for our Michigan students. So we took on the job of teaching them a little bit about temples and the canno painting, the different kinds of art that exist. So it meant a great deal of study on our part and exposure through books to the Japanese periods in art history. It's so different from what we see in Western art that we're mostly dealing with here in America. What I would like to do is to talk with the people who come to the museum in Kalamazoo and tell them what I learned over there and how it's affected my life and particularly my appreciation of a new form of art.
And I've always had a studio there, so my research has tended to be studio-based. So I have been painting paintings, looking at the art, and trying to increase my awareness and appreciation and develop the influence that it already, I think, had on my art.
How did it change your artwork once you started going over there? Could you see a visual change?
I think I actually tried to have it affect me. I'm a still life painter, so the first easy, obvious choice is to select objects that are Japanese in nature and shape. I guess the biggest change is we came home after at some point there and sold our Heritage Hill house and bought a house that looked more Japanese. Whether that was for good or ill, we did do that. But it was a revelation to see the architecture over there and realize that Frank Lloyd Wright didn't come up with all of those ideas purely out of thin air. You know, you feel like you're seeing houses in Chicago in Hakone, and it's that connection. And I think we walked into this particular house we're in, and the windows looked out at a view that we didn't know existed around here, and it looked like a Japanese-Chinese landscape, and it was February, and romantics that we are, we jumped out of our Victorian house.
So obviously you both have been really affected by Japan. So how do you think you're going to be able to condense that down for this talk?
Well, it is supposed to be about what we've gotten from our stays in Japan. And I would say the most difficult thing is we're trying to whittle that down right now. How to make some more brief, coherent description of our experience that makes sense in a encapsulated short time.
It is an art museum too, and so we have to concentrate on art and leave out so many interesting things about our experiences there. So it's just a tough thing to put all this together in a 1 hour talk.
You can hear that talk on Wednesday, March 11th at 11 a.m. at the Kalamazoo Institute of Arts. For WMUK, I'm Robbie Feinberg.